this present controversy about caste system, basically, there are three levels of it. One is the physical, second is the cultural, third is spiritual. Spiritual element comes from the Purushukta, the four aspects of the Lord, Purusha, Padabhyam, that at the feet there is Shudra, then at the thighs and belly is Vaishya, the chest and the bhuja is Kshatriya, and the mastisk, the head, is Brahmin. And then there is, you know, this is the evolutionary process through which the soul has to undergo. This inner truth applies, this is what the Gita says. You cannot have a man jump from step 1 to step 4. You can do it in one life. But you cannot suddenly jump. You can be redeemed from the lowest state to the highest in one lifetime. So, where did the error go? The error that was created by the caste system. It's not even caste system, it was Varnavyavastha. Caste system is a gift of the British, who couldn't understand anything about anything. And words is we who just swallow them and follow them. So Varnavyavastha was that it's best for you if your actions are, your work is in conformity with your own innate temperament, the soul force in you. So it's very beautiful, even now we do that, the temperament of a person. So when you take that into consideration, it's beautiful, because not everybody will do everything in life. So you take into account the predominant soul force and you allow it to blossom. So it can lead even a Shudra straight to moksha. There is something called a sadharma gati, moksha, simply by doing that, because at any level you can join the divine. You will not fulfill the evolutionary curve, that's okay. But anybody by mere surrender and by doing your whatever work you are given, if you do it a Shudra, he also will arrive at the divine. This is what the Gita also says. But if you want to complete the fullness of the evolution, at any point you can quit the game. There is only one thing, you have to realize the divine, you call it quits. And anybody can realize. He can realize according, based on his own Swadharma. It's possible. But if you want to complete the evolutionary curve, then you go through this whole process, which is what Sri Krishna says, Samagram Mam. Hardly anybody even knows me in my fullness. So knowing him in his fullness is all the fourfold powers which Sri Aurobindo speaks about. The Maheshwari, Mahakali, Mahalakshmi, Mahasaraswati. Then you engage in integral yoga. But mukti can be at any level. But if you want the full evolutionary curve, then you have to embody all the four aspects of the Divine Mother and then go still beyond. So this is what is the evolutionary process in which one, generally people enter into the evolutionary process. Most are not aware of all this. So when you are into the physical consciousness, your relation with God is more like, you know, who can give me certain things, and it's more, the gods are also like that, you know, certain gods which are giving gifts which are according to your immediate requirements. Then when you enter into Vaishyahood, then your relation with God changes. It's a relation of give and take, primarily. When you are a Kshatriya, you begin to seek something higher, strength, conquest, all those things you begin to seek. Like Shivaji asks from Ma Bhavani the strength to free India. Very beautiful. And when you are into Brahminhood, then you begin to seek wisdom, knowledge. But now what has happened is, because the new creation has to come, and all this took a very outer form, inner truth remains. It's an evolutionary truth. But it, even to some extent, the cultural aspect, if it is based on temperament, but point is that cultural aspect became very horrid. You know, Brahmins started shunning Shudra, looking down upon them. So a lot of things have been done by, in all fairness, by the Brahmins. There is no doubt about it. A lot of injustice. So Shudras were not given that kind of opportunity to grow. Later on, if you see, even the Vaishyas did a lot of subjection. And then it has a physical aspect. Physical aspect is pure heredity. Now, again, this is a truth. In ancient time, they were using it as a mechanism. It was not absolute. So you could go up and down the scale. Like Dronacharya is a Brahmin, but he is a Kshatriya. Or we know the problem with Karna which took place. He is a Kshatriya by temperament. And even by birth. But he's brought up in a family which is regarded as, you know, he's a charioteer. In that family he has come up. So though charioteers were actually, if you go back to the ancient times, they were actually part of the Brahmanatva and they were not regarded as low, which modern people show. But anyways, he was a Kshatriya by temperament and everything. So it was accepted that they will be one step forward, one step backward. So it was not something fixed by birth. Birth can only give a stamp of heredity. So you see in ancient times, you hardly know surname of people. You know that they were king, he was Senapati, but you don't have surname. Surname came later when you started fixing. So the moment you fix something, it loses its truth. So it had to break down. So now you see it has been broken down. Though you can see somewhere the traces remain. It's very interesting. There are people in whom you will see a lot of correspondence between the physical birth as a Brahmin and the seeking of knowledge is there. But equally you will find people who are Singh by title, but rats by their, you know, courage. It is also true. So it's all mixed. So in like Kali Yuga is called Kali Vrajanam. So all this has been broken. By who? But by the divine. Truth cannot be destroyed, but it has become inner truth. And by the way, it was everywhere. You see, in the Western society, it was there. The four traditions, it was there in the Indian society. But now the divine wants to create a new being. The new being must have all four. That's what he says in the in the mother first chapter. Illumined disciple, a warrior, a servant of the Lord. So the new being will have all these four elements. So that's why it has been broken. So if it has been broken, you should not start continuing with the, you know, that reservation and all. It's absolutely, you are knowingly, unknowingly, directly, indirectly strengthening this element. Reservation, if you have to do it, should be only for the economically weak and the deprived section. So there are people who may be Brahmin by birth. I know many Sharmajis and Mishrajis who, poor fellows, are doing photo framing. They can't get reservation. And if at all you have to do it, you have to do it not for jobs, but for up till maybe 11th standard. Because otherwise you'll create another chaos and disorder in the society. That's what one has to realize, that you can't, politics and vote bank cannot become so important that you destroy a civilization and nation and a society. That's one has to understand. That's what this recent controversy, which is very true, people have revolted and they should revolt. And it's good that Supreme Court gave an excellent judgment. Excellent. And government had to take back. Maybe they anticipated this will be the judgment. I don't know. They were trying to play it both ways. But this kind of a game is a very dangerous game. Now reservation should be only till 11th standard. And based on really the weaker sections of society must be encouraged, helped. But you can't do it for like, anything is open for everyone. You'll create a chaos. Let people reach by a process which in nature is called natural selection. So the person who is meant for it will go there and nature will encourage. That should be the correct approach. Chema.